DJC.
N4 DJC, KV4 CBA. How are you doing, Jerry?
If you sound like you're a little out of breath, have you been playing? Are you headed on your way?
I'm just about driving my grandson around. We went to the Hobby Connection out on 123 and headed Wendy's right now.
Hey, anything, did you?
Pleasant from, the fact that we didn't want to buy anything. It was just, they thought a lot of their stuff. But anyway, I told him what he picked out. I told him it would neither have to be a special occasion because it was getting on up there in price. So anyway, but we're gonna go to Target after we eat lunch and look at some. Pieces. They got some RC cars there.
They got plenty of stuff, I guess. As RC cars can be expensive and not so expensive and really expensive, and it just depends on what you want to put into them. I raced them years ago when they first came in, when they were first got real popular back in the 80s, and it was a real pain to deal with them. As I raced associated electric cars, and they were just had all kinds of those. They had those early lithium batteries, and they were hard to deal with. And I didn't have a quick charge, so I had to charge them off my battery in my car.
I had to stop and find a place where I could hit the repeater. I stopped right here at Wade Hampton 291. Yeah, I've got to buy a few things from my RC plane. But I need to take the plane out there, and I've got several things I need to buy for it, and I want to update the solenoids, and just I got to get a new battery for it, the plane itself, and I'll do that another time.
Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Dave and Jerry. And Jerry, if I sent Bill, or Dave, that picture of that quick charger that N4WHM had there in his garage yesterday, you'd think he'd be a little more watchful on the charging systems. Boy, that was a good one, wasn't it, Jerry?
High voltage lithiums are, of course, those things aren't meant. They're not the best protective cells in the world anyway. Those aren't. They make them as cheap as they can. And that's just, they just can't take a, they can't take a high charge. And when those cells goes bad, it's a real problem. I feel a lot safer using that battery I got, because it doesn't quick charge. It takes about 5 hours to charge this one. This one's only 4.5 amps, but it only charges at 14 volts. But I tell you what, though, those lithiums, if they're not built right and you try to do something, even if they get dropped or damaged, you're really not supposed to use them after that, I think. Go ahead, Dave.
Place here or not. Yep, I don't have
the repeater. But you're there. Hey, Dave, I got to go. Jerry will explain to you what I was saying about that one Bill had yesterday. And Jerry, we had, we got blowers that are 60 volts and 80 volts. And I was going to get another smoke detector this morning. Went off, forgot to look at them. So I missed out on that. We just drove up the street here, Spartanburg and Leals, and Bernice wants to check something. So, why don't you go ahead and I'll just sit here, huh? You got to check for very much? No, she don't think so. So I'll sit here a little bit with you guys. In GR, DJC and 0TR.
Tom sent me a picture of Bill in 4WHM's little incident he had yesterday. Just shit out there. We were charging a 80-volt drill battery, I think, and it just blazed up. I mean, it was about 3 feet high. And I haven't talked with him. I guess Tom probably has, or find out if it did any damage to the ship. But I mean, it was pretty serious looking.
I bought a nice charger from Bill in 4IQ and from our RC stuff, and it'll charge just about anything. It's definitely good for lithium batteries and so anything. Anyway, I got several things from him, but I'm going to run in Wendy's here real quick, and I'll be back in a minute. I'll carry on KP4 CPA.
73 is good to hear your name. And Jerry, I'm going to go on in rather than sit out here and feed the Arabs at $4.59 a gallon, it looks like, over here at Spartanburg. So I'm going to go in with Bernice for a minute and see if they got any goodies there in the bakery, maybe. I'll catch you in a little bit in 4DJC and 0TR73. I'm just glad nobody got hurt in that fire yesterday.
Yeah, Roger, that, me too. I showed my wife and she thought it was, gee, that's pretty scary. I said, yep. You guys take it easy. I'll catch you a little bit later on. When you get back home, we'll head back downstairs and listen downstairs in 4DJC clear.
Yeah, I got smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors in the basement, but I'm going to put one right directly above those chargers. There's two of those 60-volt ones there, and then Bernice got some little ones for her cultivators and stuff. Yeah, I'm going to put one right above it. 73, Jerry, in 4DJC and 0TR's QRT.